Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the readings are reminding us and asking a good question. Do we observe the God's commandments or do we observe the human tradition and customs? In the first reading of today, it's very clear, you know, God is instructing Moses to tell the people of Israelites, I'm giving you the 10 commandments to be observed. And there is no adding, and there is no subtraction. No taking down, no adding. Follow them as it is. And you know, when we read the first 5 books of the Old Testament, we come across for the people of Israelites, for the people of Jewish people, you know, there are 613 laws are there. So all those traditions, the human customs, they combined together and they made it as 613 laws. So among those, 248 says, do it, and 365 says, don't do it. Whereas, so they're not much worried about the God's commandments, the 10 commandments. But they are giving more priority and the importance, the human tradition and the customs. So in the first reading of today, it's beautifully said, the great nation is called to be the country which is observing the decrees and the commandments of the Lord, called to be the great nation. And you know, I truly believe our nation here, in the beginning, the founding fathers really thought, if you want to build our country, let's put God first as number one, and let's take down the commandments of the Lord. So basing on those commandments, I truly believe they have written down the constitution and all the laws to be observed for this country. You know, so that is the reason still our country is called to be the great nation, because as long as we put God first, we observe the commandments of the Lord, we can be a great country, a great nation. But we are living in the year 2024, so slowly the things are declining. We are not giving the priority for God. We are not giving the priority for the God's commandments. See where we are going. But Jesus, God says, you know, don't add anything to the commandments and don't subtract anything from the commandments. Whether you know or not, there is a saying called cafeteria Christians. Cafeteria Christians. So do you know what they do? They like to observe whatever they like. Among the commandments, they like to take whatever they want. And rest of them, they put it aside. But God says, no, you can't add anything, you can't take down anything. Follow them as it is. And my question is, at least, do we know where the 10 commandments are written in the book of, in the Bible? Do we know at least where it is written? Where we can read all those 10 commandments in the Bible? Any clue? Okay, if you don't know, please read, this is going to be our homework, okay? Please read the book of Exodus, chapter 20, 20, 1 through 17. So beautifully explained about the 10 commandments. And do you know what are they? The first one, love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and you shall not have any other God before me. Number one. Second one, you shall not take the name of God in vain. Third one, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Fourth one, honor your father and mother. Fifth one, you shall not kill. Sixth one, you shall not commit adultery. And the seventh one, you shall not steal. Eighth one, you shall not bear the false witness. Ninth one, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. And the tenth one, you shall not covet your neighbor's goods. So these are the 10 commandments God has given us to be observed. And my question is this evening, do we really observe them? Do we really follow them? You know, so sometimes we know there are 10 commandments, but we don't follow them and we don't observe them. In the second reading of today, St. James says beautifully, you know, so be like the people who do the things. It's not just listening to alone. Do them. So if you know that there are 10 commandments, follow them, observe them, practice them. It's not all about just listening. We know there are 10 commandments. It's not enough. That is the reason, you know, Jesus says very beautifully, if you want to be holy, if you want to be righteous, Jesus says you need to observe the 10 commandments rather than following the customs and the traditions of the human beings. If you follow the customs and the traditions of the human beings, what happens? Outwardly, we'll be looking good. Outwardly, we'll be looking as a good people. But in the heart, Jesus says, there is anger, hatred, malice, wickedness, you know, so lust, and all these things. So think about, so if you want to be holy and righteous, by all means, we have to observe and follow the commandments of the Lord. If we don't follow and observe them, we can't be holy people, we can't be righteous people to be in heaven with God. So Jesus says very beautifully, observe the commandments what God has given you. You know, so those are the, Jesus says, what comes from our heart are called to be the 7 deadly sins. Do you know what are they? 7 deadly sins. Anger, envy, greed, gluttony, laziness, lust, and pride. So all those things, what Jesus was talking about. You know, so think about what is coming from our heart. So these are the things where very often we get angry. You know, sometimes we become too selfish, too greed. Sometimes excessive drinking, which is not good, but we do it. So when we follow the human traditions and the customs, this is what happening. But when you strictly follow and observe the God's commandments, we become pure, holy, and the children of God. I will give you one example, okay? This is going to be your homework too, which I really like to share with you, okay? Please read the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Please read from 1 through 100. So in that beautiful chapter, there are 3 children. Their names are called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you know, there was a king, King Nebuchadnezzar. He built his own statue and said to these 3 young men, you worship me, I am your God. If you don't worship me, I'm going to kill you. And you know, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they said, there is only one God for us, and to him we are going to serve and worship, and we are ready to die for the glory of God, rather than worshiping the human king. And today you decide, do we sincerely follow the first commandment, what God has given us? Do I really love God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being? And I shall not put any other God before the God who created me. And for the times we have failed to practice the first commandments and giving the priority and the importance for many other things, let's feel sorry. And let's ask God, Lord, help me to love you sincerely. Help me, Lord, to observe the commandments to be saved, to be in heaven with you. And help me, Lord, to observe. And God will definitely will help us out. And God will give us the grace to observe the commandments. Amen.